The Cultural Center has spent years developing its plan for the gallery and raising money to pay for the plan. Last night, the focus was on the planned indoor town square, which will replace an outdoor courtyard which is unusable much of the year. The new town square will draw in the neighborhood for free exhibits and is a pass-through between Delaware Park and Elmwood Avenue. Local artist John Baker says he spent much of his life in the McKinley, Buff State, and the gallery area, and the gallery can attract a more diverse crowd.
All of us love art. If you got something there that interests me, that's reflective of me, that I can relate to, I'm going to come. Because how many people do you know that don't have some type of a painting or picture hanging in their house? I don't care if they bought it from Walmart or Target or wherever. They got a picture in their house. So they do like art. So if you give them more of a reason to come and they can relate to, then you're going to get that visitation you're looking for.
Gallery director Yanni Soren says attendance at the gallery is rising rapidly, and the crowd at last night's meeting was very diverse. Soren says there has been major generosity for the project.
Architecture is always a series of opportunities. Of course, there are challenges involved, but at the same time, I think we can be extraordinarily grateful for the situation where we are. We have a target of raising $160 million. For the project, and we've raised a little over $131 million.
Soren says he's confident the $160 million goal for construction and gallery endowment will be met in time to get construction started on schedule this fall. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.